Almost 10 months after a nightclub fire in Rhode Island killed 100 patrons, the state attorney general has filed charges. The club's co-owners and a band tour manager face 200 counts each of involuntary manslaughter. Dozens of survivors and family members of those who died say the indictments don't go far enough. From member station WRNI, Martha Biebiger reports.
The fire at the club named The Station in working-class West Warwick, Rhode Island, engulfed the wooden one-story structure in about 4 minutes, trapping most of the victims inside. Floor canister fireworks lit as the band Great White began its set ignited polyurethane packing foam that the club owners had installed as sound insulation. Owners Michael and Jeffrey Dedarian are charged with 2 counts for each death based on their failure to use fire-resistant foam. Great White's tour manager, Daniel Beakley, is charged with the same 200 counts for lighting the pyrotechnics. All three pleaded not guilty. Jeffrey Dedarian's attorney, Jeff Pine, says the brothers continue to grieve for the fire's victims.
Our thoughts are with them because they are the victims. Having said that, it was a difficult day for our clients as well. They do not feel they should be criminally charged with anything because we feel other people were responsible for this tragedy.
Pine named Great White's band leader, who he says supervised the tour manager's use of pyrotechnics, and inspectors who failed to notice the flammable foam during annual checks. Sarah Mancini, who lost her son Keith, agrees that the focus on club owners is too narrow.
I think the Dedarians are being crucified, I really do. They offer some responsibility, but not all. If you've got a building, and the building inspectors have inspected it, fire inspectors have inspected it, and they say it is all right for occupancy and for use. I mean, if I owned a building and they said, okay, go for it.
One man threw foam on the floor in front of the attorney general yesterday as he briefed families and asked why its presence in the club wasn't enough to charge inspectors. Another parent, Charlie Sweet, whose son Sean died in the fire, says he doesn't think investigators went far enough.
I think somebody took a payoff. You walk into a building, you see that cheap foam sticking out the walls, and you tell me it's safe? He turned his head. The building inspector, doors are locked, and he says it's safe? They're guilty. Then why aren't they indicted?
Fire marshals are protected from civil liability in Rhode Island. Whether this protection extends to criminal proceedings is less clear. But some legal analysts say prosecutors may have limited evidence about inspectors presented to the grand jury based on the immunity law. Attorney General Patrick Lynch says he can't comment on grand jury proceedings.
I do not have the luxury to speculate on what the evidence is. We present it to a grand jury, and their determination is that 3 people were appropriate to charge, and they were.
Lynch says families are demanding a wide array of charges, and he understands their disappointment.
There could be 100 more indictments returned, and there will be even more frustration for whatever reason. We can't provide all the answers to those families. We can't indict just to please. This isn't what our system is about.
Lynch says he's frustrated that state law doesn't allow for criminal negligence charges stemming from the almost 200 clubgoers injured in the fire. He plans to introduce legislation to add such penalties. The State General Assembly has already revised the state fire code to require sprinklers in clubs like The Station, along with other stricter fire safety measures. While the criminal cases begin, 9 lawsuits are already on file, and attorneys are preparing cases for at least 200 other families or survivors. Those suits target the Dedarians, band members, inspectors, and more than a dozen corporations. Preparations for the criminal trial are expected to take about 1.5 years. For NPR News, I'm Martha Biebinger.